you dominate the game against any opponent.
They will concede eventually.
Structure is not there because of that old man.
They played well. They deserve to win.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the SL Podcast. On today's episode of the Fan Reaction Show, we take a look at Mamelodi Sundowns' unbeaten run and the possible turning point in Kaizer Chiefs this season. This past weekend saw Mamelodi Sundowns travel to the Mother City to take on a strong Cape Town City outfit. Sundowns dominated the possession and the passes. However, finding the goal-scoring pass seemed to be a challenge for both sides as the reigning DStv Premiership champions went yet another game without conceding a goal. That match ended in a 0-0 draw. After that match, we asked you all, will Sundowns be able to concede no goals all season or will their defence be penetrated? Coming to Kaizer Chiefs, many thought that the international break would cause a bit of an issue in their run of momentum after a win in the Soweto derby. However, that was not the case, as the first game back against Maritzburg United saw Amakosi walk away with all 3 points. This was of course thanks to a 63rd minute strike from Bernard Parker. After that match, we wanted your opinion on, was the Soweto derby win the turning point for Chiefs in this season, and where do you think they'll end up on the log at the end of the season? As usual, you sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I'm your host Aiden and this is the Fan Reaction Show. Starting off with Mamelodi Sundowns, we wanted to ask you if you think Sundowns could go the entirety of the season without conceding any goals. Here's what you had to say.
For Sundowns not to concede any goals as yet, doesn't mean good to never be shy. Sazo ba trap at the Nasi Kaizer Chiefs. But Sazo consider my goal. Tulba so consider good team in Manage, Nagi, understand? Like a team of Mam Kiz, Ranji.
I think Sundowns has got a great defense that can compete with any team in the Africa. They have the likes of Diruk and Kekana. So those guys, they are great defenders. The likes of Laila K, they're very great players, especially Diruk, because he's playing for Bafana Bafana. He's got that experience. So I think they will end up not conceding until the end of the season. So Sundowns has got a great defense that can compete with any team in the PSN.
Sundowns is a team of Lohorenge. It's only one or two games. It's only one or two games. Mara enal so far e build the reputation ya hore ke team e bolore e consistent ka ho win and team hore e be consistent ka ho win and le hore e sa consider the goals is because of enali a much better defense eling solid and eling discipline. I conceded the goals tse dinchi. And I conceded it loose. So just like I've said, hore hona le hore di game tse ding ya ga nna ya se di win, but having hore you consider the game tse yo ira you consider the goal tse ding, that's highly unlikely and le history le yona ya e prove ka mokgwa Sundowns e tla e tlalang ka teng.
Sundowns still not conceded even one goal because of they have strategy, they have vision, players, coach have. You know, when things don't go well, what this can do. That's all. And Sundowns have some quality players, not free agents.
When it comes to Sundowns, conceded the goal and then the defense have penetrated. With regards to this matter, Sundowns would game one or two can lose. Mara having or another consider the goal to the Dinchi Awa is highly unlikely. It's highly unlikely. And then the defense here na hore it have penetrated the Leona. The chances are then you would ask. Because of Sundowns who maintain his winning ways. Even a championship competitor is because of defense. Defense here is very strong and it has a very disciplined defense. So, hence, in a championship status. So, yes, one or two games they can concede. But having more of one, but considering the goal to Dinchi, Eoyonagasir, already since the Puvile, and then a little team is as well a pillow, how about developer and how about strong.
I don't think Sundowns, if we concede a goal or goals, they are not going to concede more than 10 goals this season. I don't think so. Because Sundowns is playing good football. We dominate the game against any opponent playing with. Unfortunately, yesterday we didn't score, but we managed to keep the clean sheet. I'm happy with the point, and when we move forward, end of the season, I see my Sundowns without losing any one game. But if we're going to concede, we're not going to concede more than 10 goals.
I think they were lucky to come out with a draw, because Cape Town City were definitely pumped up for that game, and Eric Tinkler made the necessary changes to try and bother Sundowns more. Conceding, they will concede eventually, but right now that defense looks settled. Anybody who comes in is hungry for more game time, so everybody is fighting. Whichever top four, back five they decide to start with, they perform, because they know the standard is, so far this season, the standard is they haven't conceded a goal. So when you come in, you know that my job is to not concede a goal firstly, and then the forwards will take care of the rest.
A quick recap on the Kaizer Chiefs question. Was the Soweto Derby win the turning point for Chiefs this season, and where do you think they'll end up on the log at the end of the season?
Kaizer Chiefs winning Yabo against Maritzburg United is all late. It was good. Although we didn't play so good, but the win. 3 points you never legged. Yeah, the Pirates were a turning point, because we need that confidence. Could know she was Wednesday in those things. So we Kaizer Chiefs it is yeah. Yo tipele season so versus Bonen kuti singobantini kwi Africa siyaphindela futhi senze lokho sacishe sakwenza last season. I'm a Kosi for life. Kosi!
To be honest, Kaizer Chiefs not feeling well, even though we win, we keep winning games. So far we win that, we win Maritzburg, but Chiefs, the way they play, there's no structure there. Yes, players are there, but structure is not there because of that old man, because don't want to use young players even when they see. How come we put players like Ajay, you leave Ngobo at the bench, you see, no structure there, boys, because Chiefs is playing defense, not attacking. They are not attacking, they just score with set pieces. They don't score with attacking like Sundowns, so when is attacking to come to score. But if coach can see this, what he's trying to do, Chiefs can maybe end up end of the season number one, number two, number three. But if Chiefs, this coach can want to use Kaizer Chiefs system of these young boys, I'm telling you, Kaizer Chiefs this have a big opportunity to win this title. If it's in Gakubeka Slala, so Lebole Slala, so Slala Kona 5-6. But if it's a Slala football, let me understand the US Kaizer Chiefs, they attack Ayo, they win now. The title Chiefs is a win, no matter what, because it's Chiefs in our player, in our own game, they're going to Chiefs. I could play in the Chiefs are in our own. I'm a keeper, I'm a defender, I'm a midfielder, I'm a striker, corner, but umuntu abaphetheyo angakhoni ukubasebenzisa because ngathi udiphendile reliable kuma-old players njengaye. So angafuni ukubuilda i-future encane, sibone ukuthi labantu uma bahamba labafana bebase bayazi ukuthi bafanele bayimele Kaizer Chiefs. So we are now still using old formation. You see, that is very boring.
Against Paris, they played well, yes. They deserve to win because they were playing a good football against Pirates. Yes, even against Maritzburg, he played well yesterday against Maritzburg United. Manat Paga, at least he is playing good football now. But coming to the end of the season, yeah, I see Kaizer Chiefs ending there on position 9. They're not going to be in emptying to beat next season.
Chiefs did gain a lot of momentum and confidence from that 2-1 victory they had against Orlando Pirates because of the way they performed. It was performing in a big game for 90 minutes, probably for the first time under Stuart Baxter, so it gave them a lot of confidence. And with Dolly being in good form, he is the difference maker currently right now at Kaizer Chiefs. So barring injuries to the top players, Chiefs can probably finish between second and third. So I'd say a top three finish, because it would be far-fetched for us to think they could go on a run that could challenge Mamelodi Sundowns, because Mamelodi Sundowns are currently flying.
The Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following members of the Sokola Duma podcast team. The show is hosted, produced and edited by Aidan Hewitt, and the graphics are provided by David Scullard. Brought to you by Sokola Duma.